This is class number 13 on December the 13th, 1984, of our first year Greek class, first semester, Baptist Bible Seminary, sponsored by the Bible for Today. And we are in lesson 19 to 20 and a half this evening, pages 60 to 68, paragraphs 130 to 149. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, the teacher, and we're using Beginner's Grammar of the Greek New Testament by William Hershey Davis as our textbook. And we are 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. The Bible for Today.
So open with a word of prayer tonight as we begin our class. Dear Lord, we thank Thee for Thy Word. Again, we thank Thee for these men who are here to study the language of the Scripture. We thank Thee that we can think of Thy words that Thou hast put in this book, the New Testament, in this Greek language, and that we can learn it and understand the meanings of it. We ask Thee for wisdom on the part of the teacher and also knowledge that may be resurrected from the minds of these men who have studied for the test. Help them, Lord, as they take it. They've got many things to take tonight and many things of memorization, so Lord, help them. Cause us to love Thee and serve Thee. Bless our families as well as ourselves, our children, our wives. And may we have lives that please our Savior. All things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, we have a number of things to review there. I guess, Phil, was able to get to you for this one, right? So this is on this Nestorianism Restored. That's on the Ruckman's belief that Jesus could have sinned. So this is more. This is another thing just got in October. And this is Lou. Do you see Lou at all?
Sure.
Church? Why don't you give Lou a copy of that item? He may want them too. So we gave Bill and Steve and Manny. You got yours, did you, Larry?
Yeah. Through the grapevine?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Tonight, we have the 19 to 20 that we're on schedule. Are we on schedule tonight? That's our regular routine. We didn't change it, I don't believe, did we?
No, we didn't.
All right, so 19 and 20, quite a bit to chew off here. To review, first of all, the vocabulary in 19, but, the adversative conjunction but, is what?
Allah.
Okay, Allah. All right, that's right, Allah. And don't forget the smooth breathing, the coordinating conjunction for. Now response.
Now we go.
And then the enclitic postpositive particle, indeed or at least, as well.
Yeah.
All right. And the copulative and adversity, milder than Allah, in the next place, and a conjunction but, on the other hand.
De.
All right. And then I.
Ego.
All right, ego. Notice these smooth breathings. Don't forget the breathing. I am.
Ame.
Thou or you. Singular.
Si.
All right, si. And not. Three words for not.
Uku
and uch. All right. Those three. Any questions on those vocabulary words? All right, the declension of the first personal pronoun. Ego, I. And we thought we were going to take just the simple form as the mu, right? So let's go down the list there. Ego, mu, mu, moi, 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 meh, plural. Hemes, hemon, hemon, hemin, 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 hemas. All right, any question on that one? All right, then the si, the thou, the second singular, first prior, starting with the nominative. Si, su, su, soy, 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 set, and plural. Humes, humon, humon, humin, 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 humas. Questions on that one. All right, on page 62, paragraph 136, the first person, the present indicative of Amy, I am, and the infinitive, I am, thou art, he, she, it is, we are, you are, they are. Starting with the beginning of the singular. Amy, A, S, D. S, men, S, set, A, C. Present infinitive is A, nine. Again. Amy, A, S, D. S, men, S, set, A, C. Infinitive, A, nine. Very strange, but there it is. Very irregular. All right. Page 65, the vocabulary there, in lesson 20, the adjective other of the same sort.
Alas.
Alas. Ale, Allah.
right, those are the three genders. Are they not self or very or same? He, she, or it as well. Autos, aute, auto. Those are the three. And then if.
A.
Epsilon iota. Ho. Head to ho. Holos. Holos. Hole. Holos. And all this holon, and yet you got autos, aute, auto. Without the noon, the ending of alos, ale, alo. But on the holos, hole, holon, which is the normal ending for the neuter, isn't it? Tuton. That's all. Our doctrine, see, what is our doron as a gift that we had? We learned gift, didn't we? Doron. Mm-hmm. All right, then, because of that, hati. Now you'll have to determine the context, whether you see that's because or that, depends on the context. The darkness with the article.
Spatia.
Hey, spatia. I hate spatia. Right, that's the vocabulary. Any questions on those six words? And the declension of autos, which is he, she, or it. Autos, aute, autos. I go down the he, self or same, singular. Autos, autu, autu, auto, 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 auton, plural. Autoi, auton, auton, autois, 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 autus. Notice smooth breathings throughout. I hate to have you lose those points. Smooth breathings throughout. All right, the feminine, she, or the self-same person being a feminine. Aute, autes, autes, aute, 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 autain. Autai, auton, auton, autais, 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 autas. And then the neuter, it. Auta, autu, autu, auto, 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 auta. And then plural, auta, auton, auton, autais, autais, excuse me, autois, 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 auta. All right, that's he, she, or it, or self, or same. And then the imperfect indicative, Amy. I was, he was, you were, I mean, you were, he, she, it was, we were, you were, they were. All right, the plural, the singular, first of all. We're going to take the one on the right, isn't that right? Amy, you can take either one if you want. Amy, Aesta, Ain. Amitha, Aeta, Aeson. I'm on page 68 there, right at the top?
Mm-hmm.
All right, try it again.
I memorized the other ones.
All right, so I guess that is the one. Okay, I just
had the
all right, I had, yes. I had that parenthesized, meaning you weren't going to take that.
Right.
And I just did the opposite. I thought, all right, try the little ones. Ain, ace, ain. Amen, eta, eson. Yeah, that's the one we're going to take. I had to parenthesize, meaning that wasn't what we're going to take. Leave that off. All right,
if you remember, we looked up the first one, I was, in your Greek concordance.
That's right.
And the first form, the one in the parentheses, was the one that they used.
Used the most. Of. That's right. That's a good one. So we'll use those. Try it again. Ain, ace, ain. Amen, Eta, Aeson. For instance, in John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, in arche, in arche, ein, hologos, kai logos, ein, proston there, was, say, ein. So that's the form we have here. All right, and then the exercises we have. Any questions on those items on the agenda for our testimony?
Two exercises?
Yeah, we have, do we have two?
No,
or
one.
Just one, yeah, just one. Right. Just
19. No, one.
Oh,
exercises?
Mm-hmm. Then we have just one, 19.
We
didn't take chapter 20.
What, the 150? You didn't have that exercise?
No, I don't think so, because that's going to be next time.
Hey.
You're all set, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Okay, that
all right, if you get out your...
What about the other one?
I hope you did 19, too. Get out your papers. Label them, whatever you need to label them. The date, the 13th of December. And we'll start in. Starting the vocabulary, I guess we'll do. And let me just give you the compound numbers here, I guess. See, I start with 10. So I'll be one is thou, second person singular. Number two.
Wait
a minute,
I
you singular. Yeah, vocabulary, yeah.
Okay.
So take thou or you singular.
Mm-hmm.
That's second. Number two, four, coordinating conjunction of four. number three would be I am, the verb I am. four would be in what it, indeed or at least. Indeed or at least. And then the fifth one would be I, personal pronoun I. And number six would be in the next place, or and, but on the other hand, copulative, inversive. Number seven would be but, adversative conjunction but. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that's all of them, got 7. The other vocabulary, let me give you that also while we're vocabularizing. Number one, on that one is darkness, the darkness. Please indicate the article. Number two, other, of the same sort, not a different sort, other of the same sort. Give the masculine and feminine neuter endings on those if you can. Number three, because or that, a conjunction, because of that. Number four, self, very, same, he, she, or it, and give all the endings on that for masculine and feminine neuter. Number five, whole, an adjective whole. Give the masculine and feminine neuter on that also, endings anyway. Number six, conjunction if. Any ones you want me to repeat there? All right, in addition to that, please take the declension of the first personal pronoun I, which starts ego. Next, take the declension of the second personal pronoun, thou, or you singular, si, si. Then take the present indicative active of I am, Amy, plus the infinitive. There are six forms there. And then go to the imperfect indicative active of Amy. I was. I was. No infinitive there. And then finally, take the declension of autos, masculine, feminine, neuter. Any questions on what we have there? All right, take those and then let me know when you're ready for the final one. Exactly. All right, well, we're glad that you got those taken. That was a little bit of extra work, wasn't it? A lot of difficulties in this exam.
Nothing like the exercises, though.
Those things exercises coming up?
Yeah, they're nuts.
They're going to be difficult, too, huh?
They were.
All right, as we said before, the 23rd, the 20th will be next week. And that'll be our last class before we return after the new year. Then we'll have January 3rd as the 15th class, and the final will be on the 10th. So on the 3rd, we'll let you know the final, although it's the same as we have before, just about just a repeat of everything that we normally cover. And
are you going to go Greek to English for the final?
Let me see. Greek to English, English Greek. Probably in the final, we will limit it to Greek to English, the exercise. It'll be an open book test, as we usually do. So if you have, anybody has any unusual
vocabulary,
vocabulary would be English to Greek, see. We wouldn't be just like down here.
Okay. You give us the English?
Yes. Unless I change my...
We have the Hebrew.
That's for the Hebrew.
Because with so many words, it's very, very time-consuming to make them all in Greek.
That's right. Now, I may change that. I do have, of course, my new copy machine that is able to enlarge, and I might just take these words, enlarge them, and do it that way. It's a possibility. In fact, that may be what I did last time. Yeah, that's right. So that's what we'll do then. That's fine. I just have forgotten what we had then. Yes, let's do it that way. It'll be the Greek to English for the vocabulary. Greek to English vocabulary. Open book test on the exercises. Selected exercises throughout the entire picture. I'll maybe catch one here and there and so on. We'll try to time it so that it'll be within reason, although it's really hard to tell when I've done that. Really. All right, any other comments or questions on the exam? Okay. Then let's go to the next week's work so we can look it over. Then we have two exercises we want to correct. Last week we didn't finish that second exercise, you recall. So we'll take that one plus the one for tonight that was due. Next week we have the last part of lesson 20 and all of 21. So you have the exercises on page 69. That's paragraph 150, right? Let's have an overall picture of what we'll do next week. Then you have the vocabulary, paragraph 151. And you have 153, the declension of hutos. Now, hutos and autos, they're similar. They look almost the same, but they're different. Hutos is this, and autos is the same, or he, she, or it. So remember that, the difference there. It's quite often confused. And that's it. Plus, of course, the exercise on page paragraph 158.
Amen.
Right? So not really a whole lot. There's quite an extensive vocabulary, this declension of hutos and the two exercises. That would be what we have for next time.
What does hutos mean? Because
hutos means this. Hutos. Don't forget rough reading.
It's a strange conjugation.
Yes, it is, with the haute and so on. Tuta. Some with the tau and some without the tau.
Yeah.
So it is, that's right. So it means this. And akenos, in paragraph 156, is another one. Like hutos, except the accent. And that's on page 66. There's a reference to that. But anyway, that's the overall picture. Now, do you have any questions at all on the previous exercises or lessons 19 or 20 that we took up last week? Attributive positions and various other things?
The vocab on paragraph 151, does that include those two words on the on page 70?
Yes, that is part of the I believe it's a total of I believe it's a total of 21 words. Yes, easy to miss. So please catch those. Hope I can remember to catch those on the test so we don't miss them. If I miss them, let me go ahead.
You owe us too.
That's right. All right, let's go ahead then with the vocabulary and take a look at that. We're working this lesson 21 on defective verbs or deponent verbs. Defective or deponent, by which we mean that they don't have any normal-looking present or indicative. They end in my, which looks like a middle passive situation, but they're used for the active voice. They look like middle and passive voice, but they're usually active. So we call those defective or deponent verbs in Greek. And then we're also going to take up the demonstrative pronouns, this, hutos, and akenos. What is a demonstrative pronoun? How would you define it? First of all, what is a pronoun? How do you define a pronoun?
Takes the place of a noun.
All right, the word that takes the place of a noun. Pro, for, noun.
Yeah.
For noun. And demonstrative pronoun. Lots of types of pronouns, aren't there? What's a demonstrative?
Demonstrates or...
Points back to a whole idea rather
That's
than...
Right. I like your first word on that. Points. Yeah. Points out. Demonstrates, points out, demonstrative. This and that, you know. Impolite to point. But this and that, see, that's a demonstrative point. That's what it does. What other kind of pronouns do we have in English or in Greek?
Relative.
Or in Hebrew or any other language? Relative pronouns. What else? Any others?
Personal.
Personal pronouns. We just had personal pronouns tonight. Ego, si, demonstrative, personal, relative pronouns, interrogative pronouns, like who or what or why, where, is a different kind of pronouns. Things used in the place of a noun. But these are demonstrative. This and that, hutos and akenos. All right, let's take a look at the vocabulary first of all. I go away is what?
Erkomai.
All right, now, we haven't had erkomai yet, have we? Or have we? Erkomai. Have we had erkomai?
No.
All right. Erkomai is a regular word to go. Of course, away, to go away. I go away. So, op erkomai, and you just say erkomai, I go. Now, I don't know any memory hints on that. But you see, you'd think that this would be I go for myself away, or I'm passively going away. But it's just the regular form used like a present tense. And you must remember that. When you see the form, it is a middle form, but it is active in meaning. See, that's the gist of these so-called deponent verbs, defective verbs. All right, I answer as well.
Apokrinomai.
Apokrinomai. Apo again is away from, and krino is to judge. Remember, we've had judge, have we not, krino?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So krinomai, you see, apokrinomai is I judge and then give my judgment back up in return to the one that has asked me. Therefore, I answer, I respond, I reply. Apo acts like almost that Latin prefix re, reply, see, apo. In some instances, anyway. I don't know any memory hits on that, except we know already krino is to judge, apo krinomai is to give answer, give a judgment. Yes.
Is there a present form of this?
No, krino there is it not? Krino, yes, the judge, but apokrinomai. Apparently not apokrinomai as such. That's just apokrinomai, is the only form it appears in, see. There's no other apokrino. Now, there's the word krino. Pardon me?
Apologetic? That's not really.
Apologao. See, that'd be apologao. Okay. Yeah, apologizomai. That would be the one there. Apokrinomai. No, it just know that the krino is that, that may confuse you because that means I judge or something. But the apokrinomai's answer, I wish, is what? Bulamai. Now there's another word for wish that we'll get later on. If we didn't already get it, maybe we had it. We got that, didn't we? Had it before.
Right.
Fellow is the wish of the desire and the emotion. Bulamai is the wish of the brain and the intellect, you see. There's a different synonymous situation. Let's see if Trench, the synonyms, covers this.
Probably not.
Maybe not, but I rather think this is when they were, see. Let's see if I find that bull of mine. Well, it isn't under bull of mine, maybe you're right. Look under fellow.
Everywhere I look for something, it's never in there.
Oh, that's right. You got it. You got
right.
It.
It's like my concordance.
Yeah, well, you know. No, it isn't in there. It sure isn't. Surely isn't. But that's in general the distinction that fellow and upstairs.
You'll have to do a Malone.
Yes, study on
Malone.
Do a Malone study.
Is there a better one than that? A synonym book for the New Testament?
Well, the Old Testament. That's the standard one. There are, of course, lots of lexicons, you know, which you can find out the meanings. And that big, fat lexicon in the living room there, the whatever it's called of the New Testament words by Kittle. Kittle's Dictionary of New Testament Words. It's
Theological
Dictionary, that's right. It's got about only 8 volumes or 6 volumes, whatever. It's in my living room there. And there again, the problem is, does he cover the words?
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of words.
A lot of words he doesn't cover.
Is that right?
Whatever he covers, it's huge number. Yeah, a lot of words are not in there. What he covers, he has page after page after page. You got to watch his theology. I don't know if he's a fundamentalist by a long way in some areas, but he's got a lot of words there. It's translated by Bromley from the German, see? And so it's a German guy that did it. So Germans you can't trust. Anymore.
Beg your pardon?
I mean, scholastic man.
No.
Theological. They really, they've got that. There's a lot of works and books by Germans, you know. They're very intellectually keen and perspicuous, clear. But theologically, you know, they've gone to pot on the thing. They really have very few that are really strong and sound, and especially in the continent. But anyway, he's got that word. But a lot of times you look up in vain in that. Now, we may find bulamai in that one, and they have fellow and a synonym. There's vines. Of course, that's expository dictionary of New Testament words. On occasion, that's helpful. Vine is a good contrast and things.
You'll have this. The
quite
same
complete.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a very good one.
Same meaning.
Yeah. All right, so bulamai. I become or to be? To be or become is what?
Ginamai.
See, ame is I am. That's a regular verb to be. But ginamai, I am, or I become. It's sort of a come into being, that type of gist of ginamai. I go through.
The erkamai.
All right, see, if erkamai is to go. Aperkamai is to go away. Diakamai is to go through. Dia, of course, means through, and dia is the preposition prefix there.
Mm-hmm.
And I am able, or I can.
To not.
Dunamis. Now you know some words from that, I'm sure. What do you remember his from that?
Dunamis.
Dunamis, of course, is power, and dynamite's a word there, and dunamis is ability. I can do something. I am able. Ability, par excellence. I enter is what?
Ace Erkamai.
All right, this Erkamai is to go, and ace is go in, therefore I enter. Up Erkamai, there's a lot of de Erkamai, and then if I go out is what?
Ex
Erkamai, I go out. So this is a good study, and then just Erkamai itself, yeah. It means I go and I come.
I like it.
What's that?
I said I like it, all these Erkamai.
Yes, these are nice. Simple, very easy, and now I notice I go and I come. Erkamai means both. Well, it depends from what vantage point you're speaking, the person that is coming or the one that is going.
Mm.
When I go away, I go. When I go to where I'm going, I'm coming. Some people don't know where they're coming from. That's the best thing.
When you're halfway there, you're coming.
That's right. So, the same word, if I go away, I will come again, is Erkamai, see. It's the Lord Jesus' words in John 14.
He uses Erkamai both times?
Well, let me see. That's a good point. I hadn't noticed that. I hadn't recollected that. John 14, 1. Let me see here. John 14. 1, 2, and 3. All right. I go away, parewomai. That's the next word. See, here I go to or come to. Go or proceed, parewomai. I go again. Let me see there. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is parewomai. Let me see. I go away, parewomai, hetoimasi, to prepare topon, you mean, a place for you. Kaean parewtho, and if I come again. See, there is the parelmai. That's the word. Kai hetoi maso, from hetoi maso, to prepare, you mean for thee, or for you, topon, a place. Here it is. Palin erkomai. There it is, erkomai. So I go is parelmai. I come erkomai. Kai paralipsomai, and receive you, take unto you, humas, to me, to myself. In other words, humas, pros. Hemauton, to me. I take humas, which is you, I take you, pros hemauton, unto myself. In a hapu and me ego, where I ego am. See, here where I am, here's ego, what we learned. And of course, that is emphatic by its very presence. Remember, we learned last week that ego and the personal pronouns are not needed when you have a me, because a me only means I. There's no confusion. Like third person, where there's masculine, feminine, neuter. But when you have the ego, that's emphatic. That where I am, kai humes ete. Remember, we learned ete. There you may be. Did we learn ete tonight? Yeah, that's so that you, well, ein es a, amen ete. Yeah, you may be. See, we learned that. That's in your, we're going to learn that next. Let's see, that was tonight, wasn't it? We learned the imperfect of Amy. Humes, we learned that tonight. So we got a lot of words right here we learned tonight. Humes, where you are, there you also, you might be, ete. Now that ete is in the indicative, but that same form, ete, is also subjunctive. And we learned that is a subjunctive form as well as indicative form. So that's what it is. It's and then here's, if I go away, now here notice, kai hapu ego hupago. Pago, you know, is to lead. And hupa is to lead under, so I go away. That also means to go away. So you have porero, to go, and hubago, to go. And erkamai is to come, the coming statement. So those are the different words that are used in that context.
When he says that he's going to come again, what? That I may come again and receive you to myself. What's the word there?
Erkamai. Erkamai, huh? I am coming. And that's the present tense, Erkamai. I come, and again I come again, paralipsomai, and I will receive you unto myself. I heard paralipsomai, paralambano, that is the future. I go, again I come again and will receive you unto myself. Mm-hmm. So, paralamai is I go or proceed. And I go to or come to is what? There again is a confusing one.
Pros,
of course, is to or toward as a preposition. I go to or come to, ergomai. All right, any questions on these verbs? Boy, we got a lot of ergomai, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Which is very nice. A few other things, and that's it. All right, the demonstrative pronoun, that or that one, is what?
Kenos,
akene, akeno. Notice that akeno, again, just like autos, aute, auto. Just the, I would put a little line under that as being unusual, is it not? Neuter normally ends in on, in the singular, like doron, tadoron. All right, that one. And then the demonstrative pronoun, this one, is what? This.
Kutos.
Okay. Is it
Hutos or Utos? That's Hutos. It's a rough reading, so be careful.
It's hard to see that.
It's very difficult to see. Even the young eyes have difficulty with that. Hutos, haute, and tuta. That's rough reading, see. Haute. All right, any question on that? We'll see the difference in those, which of course one is this and the other that. All right, then the... an interval between something, originally, through, by, or with the accusative, because of, for the sake of, or on account of.
Dia.
I would just simply say through, right? With the genitive, it means through, by, with the accusative, because of, or on account of. Dia, right? Dia. And, of course, it almost seems like a two words, but it's just one, dia. Dia with the genitive is through or by means of. It's agency. It's intermediate agency. But dia with the accusative... For instance, dia tuta, or because of this, you see. It's dia with the accusative. All right, the final one, near or facing, with the locative, or towards, with the ablative?
Pros.
All right, pros, near or facing. Near or by, pros. All right, any questions on those? I count, I think, 21. Or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, that's that was when I added ones from the other things. All right, it's not that. It's 13, is it? Let's see.
15.
Yeah, 15 is right. Okay. All right. That's exactly.
We can give the three forms of this.
Pardon me. I just give the endings. I give the three for akenos, akene, akeno. Yeah, the endings like that. And tutos, haute, tuta. Give those three
this
points.
There's three there, right?
Well, I guess there are three there.
Mm-hmm.
So we must act accordingly in our totaling of points. I'll have to be up to 17 then. Right. All right, any other questions on that? Well, I take a look now at the A under that page 70. Is background information, compound verbs of erkomai, and it occurs hundreds of times in the New Testament. Dunamai does not have a thematic vowel. In the second person singular, two forms are found, dunasai and dune. And ginamai is used as a copula, C-137. In other words, it's the same as ame, is to be. 137, we go back. So that when the verb ame is used primarily as a connective or copula, that's page 63, as a pregative nominative, homothetes estin anthropos, disciple, so on. Note that the subject may be known from the predicate whenever the subject has the article and the predicate does not. Here, agape is the predicate. So now they're just used as a copula, merely saying what a copula is and how it's used in these things. And again, ginamai is used in that same way. And gen is the root. There's another verb, gen, the root. And that means to begat, or to beget, I should say. And genao is the word for begetting. And genomai, you know, to generate physical reproduction, say gen. This genomai is to become. And we've got to get those straight. The textual form of Westcott and Hort text, for example, in Matthew, Genesis or Genesis. It's very serious. And that devolves around the difference between genomai, to become, and genao, to regenerate, or to actually regenerate, I should say. Because in that portion, in that text of Scripture, I believe it's in the book of Mark, you have the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, or the beginning of Christ, something like that. Now, if that is beginning, that's one thing. If it's the birth of Jesus Christ on this wise, see, that's a different thing. And I believe you'll find the Westcott-Hort texts are inferior in that by far. And it's not supported by the vast majority of the manuscripts and various other things either. Let me just see if I can... that's on the genao. Now, you see, there are two gen roots, too. One is meaning just to become, or something like this genomai almost. There are others that is to have the birth for something. Let me see here. It would be Matthew, I guess. I didn't mean to talk about this, but since we're in the gen and the gen, let's see. The Matthew 1:1, I guess it might be. The no, that's the generation of
Mark. The beginning of Mark.
Is it the beginning? On I thought, but I didn't know whether beginning of the gospel? Jesus Christ? No, there is one there, it is one. But I think it's probably Matthew, if I'm not mistaken. Now, there is one in Mark 2. Yes, 1:18 of Matthew. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. That's in Matthew 1:18. The Greek text reads, "Tude Jesus." Now, Jesus, Christu, Christ. He Genesis. Gamma, Epsilon, Nun, Nun, Eta, Sigma, Yoda, Sigma. Let me write that down. Genesis. With two Nuns. All right, that's Genesis. Now the footnote in our interlinear reads, the V, S-T-U-V, Genesis as follows. Genesis. Let me check that. Make sure that's the spelling. Yes. Genesis. Now, Burgon goes into great detail on that in the Revision Revised, showing the heresy, heretical reading of this particular thing there. Let me just check that in the Westcott-Hort text just to be sure of my ground. Matthew 1:18. This is your underlying text that underlies the King James Version, plus the changes that Westcott-Hort made in it. 1:18. Yes, there it is, right here, to Jesus, Jesus Christ, hey, Genesis is the black bull face, which is the Textus Receptus, and there's footnote on that, number 9, Genesis, which is what they changed it to, Genesis. This is exactly what this is. This is Westcott-Hort's situation. Now, gentlemen, the Lord Jesus Christ either had a birth, which is this word, or he had a beginning, which is this word. Now, that is pure Jehovah's Witness heresy, which is what Westcott-Hort were, which the ones before them, the heretic before them that gave that text, which was B and Aleph, that's what they denied, the deity of Christ. This is a serious situation, a serious text. And that's what that means. And all these translations that use that, all these texts, like the Wessel, the Nestles, and Kurt Allen's, and so on, that's what they mean by that.
It's interesting that now that the Jehovah's Witnesses, as they go around and knock on the doors, not only do they carry that New World Translation, but they carry that NAV. Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
NASV.
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 No kidding.
Yeah.
They also carry KJV, a lot of them.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's just for looks, I think.
This analytical Greek lexicon comprehends all these different verbs under ginomai, which is the one we have in our vocabulary. Ginomai. They're related, ginomai, to come into existence, to be created, to exist by creation, ginomai. It sometimes means to become, to come into being. So we have it translated as that in John 1, you know, as we see all things came into being by him. See, we're made by him. That's just ginomai. I believe that's the John 1, if I'm not mistaken. That's the part of that meaning. See, Matthew, Mark, John 1, that would be number, would it be 3 or 4? 1, 4. Yes, it's panta deotu agenata. See? Panta, all things, deotu, through him, agenata. See, ginomai is the root, but agenata, that's the aorist form of it. See, it starts with gin, the root, but when it changes to gin, that's the aorist. So it came into being, we're created by him, another. That's this ginomai, to exist by creation, so on various other meanings. And then genea, which of course is a generation of mankind, progeny, birth. Genesia, the memory of the dead. That's the geneta, genesis. That's the genesis, the birth, nativity. Successive generation. Genema, genao. Now, genao with two noons. See, genao, again with the ao, alpha, omega, at the end, means to beget or to generate. Of women, to bring forth, to bear, to give birth to, and so on. Passive, to be born, produced. So genema, with double N, a double noon, is that which is born or produced, offspring. And genesis, with a double noon like this, is birth or nativity, Matthew 1:18. The thing that bothers me in this particular dictionary lexicon is that they give genesis with a one noon as birth and nativity, and also genesis with a double noon as birth and nativity. See, but that's genesis is the beginning. Actually, I don't know what they've got a strange thing in here. Something is amiss in here, because that's not what those words really mean. In other words, the idea of ginomai is to come into existence, or to have a beginning, or to create. See, all things were made by him. So he came into existence. Well, that means beginning. See? And that's the one noon. So you see, they're a little bit askew in this. They got both with one noon and two noons is the same, but they're not really the same. This genao is to have the birth or nativity. This other is the beginning. So that's the distinction there that we have. All right, that's so much for ginomai. Where do we go from there? This is ginomai, the deponent verb, is listing on the note there on page 70. And let's move on then to paragraph 152. Defective verbs, sometimes called deponent verbs. Some verbs are used in all the voices, in all the tenses, as leo. That's why we have leo to loose as the so-called paradigm or paradigm verb, the one that goes, because they have all these voices that can be used. And some verbs in some tenses were used only in one voice, and in other tenses in another voice. As bino, I go, future, basemai. So one voice says one, the other has another. Some verbs are used in one voice only, as kemai, I lie, or I'm laid. I lie or I'm laid. Kemai. Now the term defective is applied to those verbs which are used either in the middle voice or in the passive voice and not in the active voice. But seemingly, notice that indolent italic type, seemingly have a simple active meaning, as aisthanomai, I perceive, and aisthanomai, I believe you have that word in feeling, aisthanomai. There's a term, there's an English word that we have like that. In the middle voice, bulamai, I wish, in the passive voice, you see. So they're seemingly in one meaning, or one voice rather, and seemingly with a simple act of meaning, even though they are in a middle voice, passive voice situation. The verbs in the vocabulary are defective verbs, all of these that are listed. But some of these verbs have active forms in some tenses, as gunamai, second perfect active, gegona. These verbs have been called deponents, middle or passive, because it is difficult to see the distinctive force of the voice. Yet it is not hard to recognize the personal interest of the subject in the verbs in the middle voice. In other words, if I look for myself, I go for myself in the middle voice. But the bottom line on all of these are, there's some of these verbs that have a present or an active meaning, even though they look like they're middle or passive. But I think if you look them up in the analytical Greek lexicon here that we have, Harper, you'll probably find them giving middle voice, passive voice, whatever, even though it's a deponent verb. Let's look one up for an example. Let's look up erchomai, see what it gives on erchomai. I think you'll find that he lists the actual voice of the verb. Erchomai. By syncopation, erchomai. Oh yeah, erchomai, here it is. First person, plural, present indicative. Erchomata, that is. Well, apparently indicative is what it gives for that one. To come, to go, to pass, by the combination of the verb of those things. A variety of meaning results, which however do not change the meaning of the verb, but the adjuncts. To come, to go, or to be. See, he doesn't go too much on that.
He must be thinking it's indicative in meaning.
Well, he doesn't give any voice. Doesn't give any voice. Indicative. Well, the voice. No, active. He doesn't say active.
Active.
He doesn't say active. I'm thinking active. Doesn't say active.
That's what I was thinking.
All right, let me just see here some of these others. What are the others we have here? Dunamai, let's try that. See, I know that sometimes he goes in here and he gives what they are, even though we know it's a deponent verb, he's still listed as a passive form or a middle form, even though the meaning is an active. All right, let's try dunamai. you might know I wouldn't be able to find one without trying to look for one, but dunamai. Dunamai, imperfect, which is the ordinary term, specific reasons, passive form, adunamai. Trouble is, this is it doesn't give you this is the first person singular, dunamai, and you know, it gives you it doesn't give you the parsed situation, you don't have a part of it. Therefore, I won't read off what is. If you say dunamatha, it says first person plural, present indicative. It doesn't say active or whatever. It doesn't say active or passive. Now, normally you find verbs in here that give you whether it's active or passive or so on. But on these deponents, it doesn't say whether it's active or passive. Or rather, whether it's middle or passive, I should say. Or active. Active, middle, or passive. Let me see if I can find some other verbs to show that they do have that normally. Edoxadzo, see. Edoxaste. Endoxadzte. From endoxadzo, third person singular, aorist subjunctive passive. See? The passive. The voice is always listed in these verbs. In the here's Dexomai, to point out. Deco, to point. First person singular, first aorist subjunctive. But they don't give the active, middle, or passive, so I would say maybe that's a deponent verb. That may be the hint. When it doesn't say active, middle, or passive, that may be a deponent verb. That would be what I would look for. Here is en encantes, nominative plural, masculine participle, aorist first. Which is part of Pharaoh. Well, Here's the enenkos. Nominative singular, masculine participle, first aorist active. See? So in other words, if it doesn't say active, middle, or passive in here, then you wonder if it's a deponent verb. That's all you can do, because how are you going to know? There's lots of active, middle, passive forms. You can't guess at it. You can't be... So I would. That's why it's good to look this thing up and just see what the situation looks like in your analytical or some other good lexicon. Do you have any questions on the defective deponent forms as to the essence of what we're trying to get at here? All right. I would be very literal on the active, or rather the passive meanings or the middle meanings of any verb that looks like it's middle or passive, unless you're sure it's a deponent, and then you go easy on the middle or passive, you go ahead with the active voice and be done with it. All right, the declension of hutos, masculine, feminine, and neuter. We'll learn that for next time, starting with the masculine. Let's say go through it first of all, and let's go back. Hutos. Tutu, tuto, tuton, and the plural?
Hutoi, tuton, tutois, tutus.
All right, so it's unusual that we have the hutos and then change it to tutu with a tau added, but that's the way it goes. Tutu train, you mean? Page 66, I'm sorry, 144, the autos is much easier because you don't have any the tau, see?
Right.
But you know, you can see whether you have hutos and autos. See, similar. In fact, the NIV, many times in its translation, gets them mixed up. And I think the fellows just don't know what ends up on them. Because really, sometimes instead of saying the same autos, they say this. Occasionally, autos might mean this, but they thought it was hutos, and they're translating it autos, and it's the same, or the self, or he, she, or it, and so on. So they're confused. They're confusing because autos and hutos, it's just one little letter different, isn't it? The alpha sometimes looks like an omicron. And of course, one is rough breathing, one is smooth. That's why we've got to stick to our rough and smooth breathing, because that's very vital, because otherwise you won't know some of these. Hutos and hutoi are the only ones without the tau, so just remember the tuto. Notice the rest of them are similar endings to what we've been having, aren't they? Like anthropos, anthropou, anthropo, and so on. All right, let's go to the feminine. Let's go through it first. Haute, tautes, tautes, taute, 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 plural. Hautai. Now watch this. Tuton, tuton, tautais, 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 tautas. Underline the two or three letters under the two tone, because that's unusual. You'd expect a tau tone, tau tone, tau tais, tau tais, but it's not, it's two tone. In other words, two tone is right there, straight through masculine, feminine, neuter, and the genitive and ablative plurals. So my book has got in red pencil the omega, omicron, epsilon on the genitive ablative, two tone in the feminine, because you wouldn't expect, you think it'd be, because then it goes right back to tautice again, the life in this mental native.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we may pick up a couple of you fellows maybe get mixed up with that next time. I hope you will not. But other than those two tone, they're all ow, 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 alpha, epsilon. See, alpha, epsilon, right on through. All right, let's go to the neuter then. This neuter. Tuto, tuton, tuto, excuse me, let's try it again. Tuto, tutu, tutu, tuto, 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 yeah. Then watch the next one. Tauta. I underline that too because you expect a tuto, tuta rep. It's tauta. And then the next one. Tuton, tuton, tutois, 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 and then tauta again, going back to tauta. I underline that in red. You can put it in black or whatever. This is your neuter. And that's pretty well straightforward. That's more straightforward than any of the others because you have the tau beginning every single form, right? So I'd start with the tuta, tutu, tutu with the neuter and get that pretty well down. Except the tauta does throw you in the nominative and the accusative. That changes. But that masculine with a hutos instead of a tutos is deceiving. Any questions on that? Now, we're not going to ask you for the declension of ekenos in paragraph 156. Paragraph 154 is just background, but 156, it talks about ekenos. And that's exactly like autos, except the accent. Note the singular, neuter singular nominative, accusative is ekena. So ekenos, ekene, ekena. Now, we're not going to, as I say, ask you to reproduce that one. But notice on 156 the meanings, hutos, ekenos are demonstrative pronouns, that is, they point out. In contrast, hutos refers as a rule to what is near or last mentioned, ekenos to what is remote or absent. So,
is that the word that's used in Thou art Peter and upon this rock?
Yes, I would think that would be exactly in Matthew 16. Upon this rock, I think it's hutos. That's just about the only one that is used in this area. Let me check it here. Matthew 16 and verse 18, I guess it is. All right, 16, 18, answering Jesus said, blessed are the Son of Virgin. Let's see. Yes. And here it's hoti that siu e petras. See again, siu, by its very presence, is emphatic. You, a, which we learned tonight. You are petras, Peter. Kai epi taute. Hey Petra. See, Petra is feminine. So taute, epitate, upon this rock, akodomeso, I will build, future tense, akodomeo, my church. Mu ten ecclesian. Now, kai epitaute, on this rock, see, that's your feminine form, and it's the very word here, hutos. But if you didn't know taute was feminine, you know, you wouldn't know going along with the rock, upon this rock. And Petros is masculine. So that's another, I think, strength to show that he's not referring to Peter as being the rock.
So he's
referring to the testimony of the declaration that he's the Lord Jesus Christ, that's right, the hour of the Christ. This declaration,
So this rock is what? Referring to what?
Petra is referring to the either the Lord Jesus Christ or the testimony, the declaration.
If it was feminine, would it be referring to Christ, though?
Well, no, but the testimony that Christ, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God, this affirmation of Christ, this declaration, see. But actually, Petra, they tell us, is a large cliff-like structure, and Petros is a smaller portion of that cliff-like structure. Large or small, but it's much smaller than what you come from. See, it's the residue. It's what you chip off of the Petra. So that's the thing there. So it's the Lord Jesus himself as the rock or the testimony. Whatever your interpretation of that is there's a whole lot of different interpretation of what the rock is. But I think the rock can be said to be Christ, even if it is feminine. It is a huge boulder upon this rock. And the affirmation of the effect that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. The testimonies that he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, in verse 16. And but to say that it's...
Then this one fell in after.
All right. Now you were saying the opposite, weren't you, Larry?
Yeah, because I heard that somewhere before, that the closest one that...
Now you got to think this thing through, fellas. Now think this thing through. Adam and Eve went down to the river, the former...
That would be Eve.
The former?
In the Greek, wouldn't it?
Former? Who's the former? Who's the latter?
The latter is the Eve. The furthest one away from the assertion that
no,
it's the former.
Latter no, is the one that fell in second.
The latter is the last one mentioned.
That's right. So yeah, in English.
Even in Greek, too. Yeah, Greek, too. Yeah, right. And Spanish, too.
So
in French, all of them.
The former fell in, and then the latter? Is that what you're saying? So Adam fell in first, right?
No, I'm just saying that Adam and Eve went down. What I'm just saying, I'm not saying the order, I'm saying the former fell in and the latter did not. See, that's what I think I was saying originally.
Is that a new revelation? Or?
No. What I really was going to say was Adam and Eve and Pinchme went down to the river to swim. And Adam and Eve fell in, who was left, you see.
Yeah.
That's the old. I caught myself midway. I didn't dare because I only have the form of the lot. I don't want to have three of them in it. See, See, so I couldn't say my usual thing. There's nothing significant in a new revelation, though. Adam and Eve. I could say John and Joan, but we know Adam and Eve. They're familiar characters. So now I'm still working with Larry on this thing. He's not clear on this thing. He's fighting it, and I want to be sure that he gets it.
I was just trying to confuse you.
You were, yeah. But you know what it was.
I do. I thought it was different. I thought it was different.
Well, even sometimes you'd think it might be different. I mean, there are certain logics that would make a difference in them. Adam and Eve went down there to sin. Here is, we can erase our proclitic of that. Here's A, which is Adam. Here's Eve.
I can't believe it.
What? What's that?
Yeah,
no. They said, was there any significance? And Adam and Eve went down to the river to swim, or just went down the river, and Adam fell in, and Eve, I said, the former fell in, the latter did not. I'm trying to illustrate the former and latter. And Phil asked, was there anything significant in this revelation about Adam and Eve? Anything new about it? I said, no, I usually say Adam and Eve pinch me, you know, but I just told the whole thing. Well, they know that old
thing. Well, they try that underwise.
Well. So, Adam and Eve are listed here, and here if you have the former and then the latter, you see. Well, the former is right here, and the latter is right here, you see. The former is way back there. The latter one is the one I just spoke of. Now the question is, which is Hutos and which is Akenos?
That's what you were saying.
Well, now let's see
that's
what he was
I
saying.
Said, that's why I said Eve is Hutos and Eve. Adam is the Kenos, because that's Adam right. Fell in first, and once Adam was in, he was that one.
Well, no, nothing to do with whether he fell in or not, Steve. That's not the issue. The issue is the former is this one, the latter was that one. See, because really I said the former fell in, the latter did not. See, so
that is a way, and this is more present.
It's close, that's right, that's
so,
right.
So your positioning would be this would be Eve.
That's right. That see, in other words, the one that's right closest to one here, that's the last. The last one makes it, huh? That's Hutos. The one this right here.
That's right.
And that former one way back here in the paragraph is that one. That's the.
So the latter is the former, and the former is the latter.
Yeah, but that doesn't work too well with thou art Peter and upon this rock, because then Peter's the rock, right?
Upon this rock.
You don't want that.
Yes. Well, wait a minute. That's thou art Peter, and upon this.
Right. But well, not only. Well, you don't always have the latter and the former necessarily.
Sure. So they're only talking about one.
They're talking about one.
Yeah, that's two people. That's a compound.
Yeah,
subject.
That's right. This is a compound subject, and the other.
The other doesn't have anything to do with it.
But see, if it were the affirmation, then wouldn't it say, thou art Peter, and upon that?
Well, if it were contrasting that, yes, but that's what it isn't so neat and tidy as that. It would be wonderful if the scripture were that way to be able to contrast it. That's true. And I thought about that as I was reading that, Steve. You're good in picking that up. But I don't think that you have a similar situation because you don't have as many as a compound subject in that, the form of
right.
If you want to use poor grammar, in English, if it helps you to understand it, you see, the Hutos is a Kenos. If you say two words, this here one, see, which is poor grammar, that there one. Which is poor grammar. See, in other words, see, this is the one that's right here. This here. You see? That is the one that's over there, see? Way over there. And that's the difference in Spanish, like you say, este is right here, this one right here. Aquel or eso is over there. See, that one, way over there. This one and that one. This one is here, that one is there. So this here, that there. See, that's, you don't combine them in two, but.
So it's not opposite from what we think.
No, it's exactly what we think. So this one right here, in other words, this one right here is the latter right here. Mm. The former is way back there. See the latter? Well, it's closest to me. That's the Hutos. So if it's confusing, it's not something we normally go into in our English grammar, but if you can remember that, you're tossed in the chaos. All right, that's paragraph 157. When they're used with a substantive, they commonly have the predicate position, ha logos houtos. That means the word is this, or houtos ha logos. This is the word. The word is just this word, this word, this the word. Ekene hehemera, that day, or hehemera ekene, the day, that one.
But now he's saying that's bless you. That's attributive.
He's saying a predicate.
It looks like it's attributive.
Well, it doesn't have an article.
No, it looks like it's predicative. But
which one?
Attributive.
Hologos putos or putos hologos?
Right. The results are attributed.
Mm-hmm.
It's predicate.
Yeah,
the
you're
results
right.
are attributed.
Right. It looks like it because you're saying this
right.
word.
Right.
The word this. But it's predicated because it doesn't have an article. I guess that's what they're getting at.
Well, even if it didn't have the... Well, okay, right. I'm assuming it...
See, predicate usually is you're making a statement about it. Hologos putos, you're saying the word is this. Right? Hologos putos, the word is this. But this is a different sense of this word, which may be similar. And that day, kene hehemera or hehemera kene, that day. Just one of those things you just have to learn, that's it, that day and this day, this word. With hutos.
It'd probably be fairly easy to translate, but it'd be very difficult to remember to write it that way if we were given.
That's right, exactly right.
That's the thing.
That's right. You can translate it, there's no problem there, but going the other way is difficult. I noticed paragraph 2 there, when the article does not occur with the substantive is in the predicate. That's we've learned that before. So triptane, tautane, hemera, this, a third day, not this third day, but this, a third day. Tritane, tautane, amen. This is the third day. Not this third day. So that's again a very deceptive, tricky thing there. It doesn't have the article. Substantive is in the predicate. This a third day. That perhaps is a reference to the book of Luke. Chapter 24, where the two on the road to Emmaus were met by the Lord, and they said, this now is the third day since these things happened. This is the third day. I think probably that's reference to that. Luke 24.
Mm-hmm.
This a third day. Some take from that, you know, that Christ did not rise on Wednesday. I believe he did on Wednesday. To have 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, 72 hours. Some take that this is the third day, part of the day, and part of this, part of that, so on. But this is the third day since these things took place. So you got one day, a second day, you know what I mean, the third day since, that seems to be, again, a proof of the 3 days and three nights, and not just part of a day, as a lot of people interpret the resurrection on Friday, or excuse me, the crucifixion on Friday and the resurrection on Sunday. Not 3 days at all, is it? Parts of one, parts of the other, parts of the other. So, all right, I remember Dr. Amrady Hahn teaching on this the third day since all these things happened. And he shows us 3 days. He's a 72-hour man, as I am, and taking it literally. As Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now, there it's not just 3 days. It's days and nights, but he means business on that. That's real. You can't take that in the figurative sense of parts and parts. Seems to be that way. And you can very easily see that when you see that there were two Sabbaths on that week. The last week, there was the regular Jewish weekly Sabbath, and there was the high day that was a Sabbath, as the Gospel of John very clearly mentions. And that high day Sabbath was the Passover Sabbath. And the bones should be not kept on the cross and the bodies until at the Sabbath, and that Sabbath is not the weekly Sabbath, as many teach falsely, I believe, but that was the holy day, the high day Sabbath, as the Sabbaths, Sabbaton, plural, began to, there were two Sabbaths in that particular week. One was the Passover Sabbath, which occurred on Thursday. They had to get the bodies in before sunset on Wednesday night, which would be the beginning of Thursday. And then the week of Sabbath was as it began to dawn on the first day of the week. They had to specify that. The women came to the tomb and they found out the body of Jesus. So the two Sabbaths, two holy days, and this is the third day of probably that reference to Luke.
So you feel that he was crucified on Wednesday?
Crucified on Wednesday. You see, right after Wednesday, you have the 12 noon to 3, between 3 and 6. Some point right on 6 p.m., before the Sabbath or the Passover began, he had to be entombed. He had to be taken from the cross. And that tomb was close because there was a garden, and that's why the garden tomb, they think that's the tomb, but whether it is or not. You see, then if he's entombed, that would give him an entire Thursday in the grave. See, that's your first 24-hour period. Your entire Friday in the grave, and your entire Saturday in the grave, up to 6 p.m. Saturday evening. There's your 6 p.m. on Wednesday, the beginning of Thursday, you see. Mm-hmm. All day Thursday, all day Friday, all day Saturday. So anytime after 6 p.m., it's the Lord's Day, it begins the first day of the week, right on the dot, you know, the resurrection will take place. There's your 72 hours. And only is that 72. So you can't do it with Thursday. Some take a Thursday position. I don't know why they have a halfway, literal and halfway, half and half parts of days. I don't know what they do with the Thursday position of crucifixion, because that would not give any the 72 hours at all. That would give you just 48 hours, maybe 2 hours. So this day is accepted by many, many Bible believers, fundamental. I don't know what the school teaches over there. Do they have any particular position?
I've never heard them
teach different ones. They may take another position. I don't know. Dr. Jack Jacobs, who was formerly pastor of Haddonites Baptist Church, preached several sermons on that in his church on the Wednesday crucifixion. And one of my volunteer secretaries, Mrs. Polly Friedholm, typed that up for him. We carry that in one of our Bible for the offers. We have a couple of things, I think, on the Wednesday crucifixion. I think maybe two or three different things that we carry, but that's a very very good treatment of it. And there are others, I'm sure.
We have a Good Friday service in this.
Well, you know, I think some of the people at Haddonites Baptist Church sort of rebel against Dr. Jacobs' clear teaching, and I think a proper teaching, because as soon as he was no longer pastor, a new pastor came in, couldn't we have a Good Friday service, Pastor? And he went right back in there. And although Pastor Payton doesn't believe that necessarily the Friday crucifixion, he used it as an incentive to get other people in, and the lost people, so on and so forth. So, you know how things go. When the cat's away, the mice will fly. Pardon me?
A Friday crucifixion?
Yes, he doesn't believe it. Friday crucifixion. What do you mean?
No. Somebody believes that there was a Friday.
Oh, yeah, they all believe it.
Yes,
Good Friday. That's what Good Friday is. Yeah, everybody believes
it.
The whole world believes it.
You get half.
Well,
he was in the grave on Friday. He was in the grave on Saturday. Part of Sunday.
That's the so-called Jewish reconciliation. And traditionally, that's what they do. Good Friday. See, the people that don't know the scriptural background, the Jewish holy days, high holy days, I don't know any other meaning for Sabbath than Saturday. So it says they got to hurry because the Sabbath was drawing on. Well, it's Saturday. Therefore, he's crucified on Friday. It says it right in the Bible. See? They can't, there's no give and take. And that's why they have to harmonize the 3 days into parts of this and parts of that. See? But when you get the whole full picture and you know the whole truth about the way things were situated, and you have that Sabbath was a high day, you know, so you get all the different verses, then you can see the thing in a little different light.
Well, the Passover was a Thursday then?
Thursday Passover, Nisan.
So doesn't it say in Scripture that he was crucified before the Passover?
Mm-hmm.
Where does it say that?
Well, they had the Passover, the preparation of the Passover, you see. The night before, they picked it between the evenings, and they had the Passover feast, but you see, the day, they may have had this feast, the Lord with his disciples, prior, one day prior to the actual Passover, but...
Why would they do that? Was that common, or no?
No, I guess it wasn't common. I don't know what the answer that would be. I don't know that that was the Passover. Did it say it's a Passover feast? I'm just trying to think over. Did he have
that? He may eat the Passover. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a disciple.
Do you want to celebrate the Passover?
Yeah. Because he was just trying to figure out here. He was crucified at the very time that the Passover was to be killed. Let's see. See, they killed the Passover before the Passover day. The feast of the Passover is different than the killing. See, they killed in Exodus chapter 12. At midnight, I will destroy all the firstborn. See, Pharaoh and top to bottom, the animals, whoever they may be, the slaves, the rich man, the poor man, beggar man, thief. And that was midnight, see. Well, they had to prepare the meal before that, put the blood upon the doorpost. And then at midnight, there was this cry. And then the next day, they left. You see, that was God's deliverance. Now, what was the Passover? Was it the killing beforehand? They had to keep this lamb and watch him for 10 days, and the 14th day they killed him. Where was the Passover? See, was it the actual time when the lamb was killed or the blood was applied? So that's the same way here. I believe that it had the feast there and then the killing of the Passover in commemoration of the Exodus 12, I think, was even beforehand. See, so which would be Wednesday night, which he died a little bit before. He maybe it is finished, suppose, came 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. was the end of the day. So it was a close time when they were killing the Passover. And then the following day was a celebration of that feast. They kill him first, and then they eat the food. Now, why they celebrated before, and that's commentators have had all sorts of comments on that and reasons for it. Whether it was a common practice, I would say it must have been some sort of practice to do that beforehand. Otherwise, they wouldn't have talked about the Passover beforehand. So, but all right, all that on the third day. Luke chapter 24.
We can go a long way in one word.
Well, we shouldn't do that either sometimes. They're often used alone, those without substantives. Hutos, this one, man or woman, and Akeni, that woman, Huta, this thing, and Tauta, these things. Tauta, these things understood, but just simply as these, you see. All right, any other comments or questions on this for next week? Exercises, of course, you'll take as well. Okay. Let's go on then to our two exercises, one for last week and one for this, which would be 142 is this week, and last week we didn't get 129, was it? Paragraph 129?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take those. I think we got time to get in high gear on two exercises. Is that correct? All right, let's read that. What do we got? Page 60. And those of you who were here last week, you'll have a total for last week of 137 points. We did paragraph 122, but 129. All right, what do we got in Greek? Anybody want to start reading?
129.
Mm-hmm. Page 60, paragraph 129.
Hoi
kaloi,
monoi,
sodzontai. All right, what do we have there?
Evil ones.
This is not kakoi.
Oh,
it's evil. Kaloi is a good one, all right? Monoi. Monos means only. Remember, a monogamous, one marriage. Only the good ones only, sodzontai.
Are being saved.
If you were an Arminian, you might say save themselves.
Saving themselves.
Yeah. But are being saved, you take it in the passage. Any questions on that one? For good ones only, are being saved.
Is alone the same?
Alone, yeah, the good ones alone. That's good, sure. Alone, mono.
There's a little bit of out of order.
Only the good ones are being saved?
Okay. The good were alone being saved.
Good, we're alone, meaning the same thing. We're alone, I guess that's right, that's good.
Dutch.
Good, we're alone being saved. That's all right. That's a little bit, that's all right. We'll
Dutch.
Circumlocution. Any other questions on one? All right, two. What do we have there in the Greek?
Oi,
and,
to,
oiko,
nais,
Aston, all right, what do we have there?
Okay. The in the house.
See, the in the house, meaning the ones in the house. The ones in the house, understood. The in the house. Ones in the house. Aston, from Estio. They were eating. Estio is the present, and imperfect is Aston. We're eating. Tonarton.
The bread.
The bread, okay. Any questions on two?
Okay, so let me see what we've got here. Number two. We said the ones in the house.
Yes, so those in the house. Hoi, the in the house, the ones in the house. Understood the people in the house, or the men in the house. All right, you got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, number three. Let's read that Greek first and see what we have.
Kakus.
All right, what do we have translated in that?
In the first,
or on the first day, understood, you see, right? Because it's feminine. Amata, right? In the first, or on the first day.
He was judging the good men.
He was judging the bad ones, the bad men, the evil ones. The malefactors.
He was judging,
of course, imperfect, but he judged. You're getting the errors.
No,
you
have translation, but it's not that.
Loose.
Yeah.
Loose.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, anything else on three? All right, go to four then.
Aquias.
To Anthropu, Eche,
Exousion,
Sotzein. Right, what is that translated into?
The sons of the man.
Not sons plural, but the son of
the man.
Man, or the son of man.
Yes.
Son of man.
Has to have or to hold. Exousion,
authority,
power
to save.
Son of man has power, authority to save. Any questions on that? All right, five. By the way, that's in the present tense, sozein, infinitive, has power to continue to save.
Oh.
Continue at eternal security, right, in that present tense.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to be technical,
put it in there,
that's right.
Literally.
You mean there are infinitives in other tenses?
Oh, yes.
Different,
like aorist tense, you know.
No, we didn't. We have present tense again.
We have, for instance, you have the aorist infinitives, you see. You have the perfect infinitives. If you look in your charts here, let me see if I can find one here quickly. Your active voice, you see, here's your infinitives down here. You got the present, future, aorist, and perfect, the infinitive. So you got different tenses. So the present tense, lue, but you see you got future too, and you got aorist. So a little bit of a, aorist would be once for all, save. The perfect would be having begun in the past, the results continue in the future. The present is a progressive type of idea, so continuation.
We don't have that in English, do we? We only have one infinitive, right?
I think so. Although we can say to have gone. I would like to have gone. I would like to go.
Passive,
it makes it past tense, you see, to have gone. It's sort of a perfect. So, but we have a few little twists there, but we don't have as many, I don't think, as the Greeks do.
That would seem to me to prove.
I don't know that he's taking this from a verse of scripture, but I think it is.
I was going to say that this is a scripture.
No, that's right. I take it that this is true. He has the power to say, I don't know where he would get that from, but.
Perseverance.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is what they would take, perseverance by.
I would. I mean, because if he has the power to continue to save you, he saves you now,
he saves you then, he saves you here, and he saves
you. But that's true.
He has the power to keep you safe.
And he does, yeah.
Okay, but that doesn't imply losing salvation.
No.
Okay. He's saying preservation.
If he's got the power to save you,
keep saving you, that means he's going to keep saving you, that for every instant he's going to keep saving you, so you save all the way through.
You save all the way through. The same interpretation that you lost it,
that's
just
right.
Keeps enclosing you from
that's
it.
Right.
So, you so liberal Arminians.
No.
I know when he healed that man, he said that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins, take up their bed and walk, that's part. I figure out. I don't know the portion of scripture referred to, if it is, but I'm just saying, if it were in scripture, this would be the meaning of it. We don't want to exegete sentences and make them long and important. I'm merely saying, if this is the case, this is what the meaning is. The meaning of this particular Greek term would be. All right, number five. Are you using the Greek first?
Philoi,
Helagon, Kaka. All right, that means what?
Servants
were speaking or saying evil things. Right, that's your neuter plural. It's kaka, evil things. The servants were saying evil things. Any questions on five? All right, let's go to the English to the Greek. On the first day he was preaching in the synagogue. What is that? On the first day he was preaching in the synagogue. That'll just be ente. Where'd it be?
No.
You want
prote.
Ente prote. Yeah, just like up here in verse number three. There, yeah. I mean, sentence number three. Ente prote. And you don't have to say hey, master. It's understood, see? Because it's feminine.
Oh, wow.
You know, we had this. Are we not somewhere here? Yes. Look over on page 57. Look on paragraph 117. Te prote hime. Absent degree of the substance of which the amount of a gender, number, and case. And te prote himera. Adjective sometimes, well, it doesn't say that, but somewhere we found that they drop off and you don't need to have the noun, but the adjective. Yes.
Yeah, 120, is it? 127. On the third day, it's.
Oh, yes. Just take trite.
Yeah, you can put it in there.
If you want. Oh, there's no question about that. But you don't have to. Now, if you put it in there, that's fine. And to take prote emera. All right, then what? The first day he was preaching.
Ekeruse.
Synagogue. Ente, it would be the lack of instrumental data. Ente synagogue. Any question on that?
All right.
Ente prote emera. Ekeruse. Ente synagogue. Any question on that? All right, two. The first last, the last first. Prote. Right?
Yeah, he proved it.
Prote.
But then what was last?
Eschatos is last.
Eschatos. Yeah, Eschatos. But I mean, I don't know what he means by that.
Well, the first will be,
or
last,
first
and the last will be first.
Right.
But they leave out the shall be and will be. See, that's all.
Not there yet.
That's right.
So it's got to be is. The first is last.
That's right. First is last, the last is first. Putting in the verb to be, just to copulate in it.
So
hey prote.
We would be putting this
eschatos, right?
So we'd be putting this in predicate.
Yes, predicate position. Is implied.
Mm-hmm.
A prote eschatos, and then ha eschatos prote.
Eschaton. Eschaton.
Eschatos. Ha eschatos.
Oh, because it's predicate nominative.
No, it's a masculine. Eschatos,
protos.
Yeah, but the way I was doing it is understood. So the first is the subject, and last is
the predicate. Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what I was thinking.
No?
I was thinking that of being in the accusative case.
No. You see, it's the verb to be. The verb to be linking verb never takes accusative.
So
always takes nominative.
Predicate nominative.
Yeah, predicate. Predicate nominative.
Well, I didn't know if it would do that in Greek.
Yeah, I think it was the same way. Same way exactly.
What?
The first last. A forte eschatos.
Could it be hoi? Protoi? Eschatoi?
I guess so. Plural. Yeah, you have first ones instead of the first.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of the Bible verse where he says the first.
First Shabbat, yes. Yeah, all right, that's okay.
Yeah, but well, he's talking about
more than the first. All right. Any other questions on two? Any other questions?
How do I handle this one here?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the plural part of them.
The plural's all right, as Larry said, you can have a plural. Eschatoi.
What do you mean is the plural's okay?
Eschatoi and prote. If you want to say protai.
Plural, in other words, there's more than one first?
Yeah, you can say protoi if you want to say eschatoi. That's what Larry thought. The Bible says the first one should be last, the last one should be first.
Oh, well, he's translating. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good. Getting theology out of my Greek book.
Yeah. Right. Any other questions on that? All right, number three, the faithful are saved.
Okay.
Christos says faithful.
Christos.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be what? The faithful. And here you have singular, plural, probably plural. Right,
so the
hoi Christoi.
Hoi Christoi.
Are saved, our being saved.
Our being saved.
Sozo is the word to say.
Sozantai.
Is right. Sozantai. Our being saved. Any question on that? All right, the fourth one. He has power to cast out the evil.
Okay, so that would be.
Verb echo is to have. So, eche. He has.
Oh,
has.
Eche.
Power.
Exousion.
Exousion. Accusative, singular. Exousion. To cast out. Balo is to cast. Ekbalo is to cast out. To throw out. Ekbalain. To cast out the evil. An accusative case. Kakos is evil or kakos. So it'd be what?
So it'd be. Kakon.
Kakon. All right. He has for Eche, Exousion, Ekbalain, Kakon.
I had a question on that case.
Ton Kakon. Yes, go ahead.
I don't know why. I'm trying to remember why, but I had a question as to whether the accusative case is correct there.
In the four?
Kakon, yes.
So we cast out what? See, it's a direct object of the verb of the infinitive. You have to cast out what? You see, cast out the accusative case. You would cast out them. You cast out them or him, that would be accusative.
Because of the infinitive, I guess it was what threw me, the infinitive.
Yeah.
Oh, the cast out was you put X.
No, I put it down right, but I had a circle and a question mark because something didn't sit right.
Kakon, it's supposed to be accusative, is it? Any other questions on four? All right, five. The men in the boat know the sea.
Hoi.
Hoi. Anthropoi.
Hoi. Yeah.
In the boat.
And.
Ploion is boat.
Ploion.
Top ploion. Top
ploion.
Ploio. In the boat. Know the sea. Know is gnosko. So.
Gnosko.
They know. You're not Gnosko, man. We know.
Oh.
They know. The men of the world, they know.
Gnosko,
see. Our Gnosko, see. The sea. He thalassa is the sea. He thalassa. So, tain thalassa. Thalassa. Any question on that? Anthropoi and Toploio. Gnosko, see. Tain thalassa. All right, let's go on. If no question on that, to.
Doesn't this have to be marked?
No, that's
a part of the other one. That does have to be marked. On the last two, you want to stop here, pause here. That's a total of 137 points. So between the two of them. 137, got it? Well, what do we have in that?
You too, I guess.
136 and a half.
Okay, that's 100%. All right, what else?
131.
131? One. Okay, 131, okay. So 95.6, 96%. Okay, let's go on to the final one.
This one will have to be graded on Larry's first part.
Oh, it wasn't. Oh, you mean the first part from last time. Okay. Yeah. So we have to read. Okay.
What should I do about that if I miss last week and do the exercises? Should I get maybe somebody to grade it when I take my quiz or something?
That's all right. You mean the exercises? Mm-hmm. If you want to, or we can bring them over here, either one.
What was the total on that then?
Total was 193. Let me see. Hold it. Excuse me. No, I'm sorry. That's 137. 137. 137. Okay? Here's the total. All right. All right, let's go on to the next one then. Next one. If you, those fellows, if you finish those, let's turn those in. If you finish the last time.
All
right. Let's go on to the final 120, which is on page 165, right? 142? All right, what do we got in the Greek here? Let me read the Greek you translate, because our time is upon us, 6 minutes. Humes este ta tekma tu theou, as well.
You? We.
No?
You.
You. Hema, hemes.
Ye, right?
Ye.
Yeah. Ye, you plural, huh?
Ye are the children
of God. Yeah, the children of God, good. Tu hemes gar genoskomen ton kurion, as well.
For we are knowing the Lord.
We are knowing the Lord, or we know the Lord. Okay, we are knowing the Lord, we know the Lord. Any questions on two? All right, three. He de aletheia huk esten en hemin. He de. But.
But.
The truth.
The truth is not, was not, or is
not. Is not. And hemin.
Yes. Is not. In us. You. Us.
In us. See, hemein, hemein is us, and humein is you. So I have to get the difference. Any question on that? Four, ego emi horas kai he aletheia kai he zoe. That's a good one.
Okay.
John 14:6, I am
the way,
and the truth,
and the
life. Good. Five, tuto esti. Notice that accent. Tuto esti.
Tuto
esti. See there, and quite
a quick one. For next week.
To ergon to
this is the work.
This is the work of God. Good. Six. Allah, u logos humes sodzeste.
You forgot that.
Allah, u logos. Not by words.
You want to use our
chance? No, I've got it on my script paper somewhere. Go ahead. You can
take the translator.
What is that?
If you got
but,
it.
But
I was just not up. By words are we being saved.
Yeah, once you put it on, not by words, you
are. But not by saved words, ye are being saved. So just that.
But the you were not being saved.
But you were not being saved by the words.
You were not being saved by the words. Okay.
Is that the same idea? Right. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Any questions on six?
Okay. So how is that? But
you are not being saved by words.
But not by words.
But not by words are you being saved. Are you being saved? Are you saved, if you just want to say.
They use a kind of a weird word order.
Where does that go? The but goes at the beginning.
Yeah.
But where does the not? That's where the question is. Where does that not go?
Well, not by words. It's just like not by works of righteousness, which we have done according to his mercy to save us.
Is it not by words, or are you not being saved?
By words. That's right. You're not being saved by words. See, the Greek says not by words you're being saved. Yeah, either way. You're not being saved by words. Put the not anywhere you want. The Greek puts it not by words, because that's where the emphasis is. I mean, this sentence. Now, they say this is not scripture, but I'm saying if this were scripture, that's where your emphasis would be.
And it means the same thing if you put the
yes, but the Greek puts it first because it's emphatic to the Greek words. But in English, we can translate it anywhere. You can put it anywhere, but you're not saved by words. Or by words, excuse me. All right, number two, my house is in the village. First sentence here.
Hoikos.
Oh, the word, the house of me, is in the village. SD.
And.
Kume. Any question on that?
That's right. On something like my house, do you have to use
the article?
Can it be taste?
No, Hoikos move, you know, but I usually always put there. What's that?
Can it be taste?
Not in my house, but my house is. Taste cannot be used as a nominative. It must have a nominative because the subject of the verb is. Yeah. Well, the nominative case. Hoikos mu, the house of me, my house, is in. Any questions further on one?
No, I mean the end part.
Oh, the end part. Is in the village, you mean? Ente kome, see.
What do I have?
It must be locative. Ente kome, right? The village.
Yes, he has ablative.
Ablative? No, it wouldn't be ablative. Mm-hmm. All right, how about two? We are the servants of the Lord. What would that be? We are, it's from Amy. We are?
So is Amy.
S-men.
S-men.
Amy, A-S-D. S-men. We are.
Using the nouns.
We are, S-men. S-men, it's that present tense of Amy.
Now, how about if you put he mace s men?
That's all right.
Yeah, that's
right. We are. That's okay. He mace s men. We are the servants of the Lord. Servants are anthropos.
I'm making it emphatic. I caught that on the other lesson that you.
We are the servants.
Make it. You don't use the noun. Do loose.
Servants.
Do
loose. All right.
The servants, isn't it?
The servants. Why
do I?
Hoiduloi. I guess you'd have to be hoiduloi, wouldn't it? Because it's nominative after the verb to be.
Is it always nominative?
Yeah, it's because it's a linking verb.
You are the servant.
In Greek and in English.
We
are the servant. Hoiduloi. See, you'd be the nominative of the Lord. If you put the accusative, we'll let you slide on that.
It's supposed to be the
nominative, yes. No. See, we are the servants, and the servants are we, see. That's just one of those linking verbs.
So you can remember.
So a linking verb would make
always
that
has a nominative, see.
Okay.
Just like in English.
Is that somewhere
say
in here?
Well,
yes,
I don't
yes
know what it is.
Yes,
okay.
It is. Yeah,
as long as it's in there.
I'll find it while you go.
All
right.
I'll find it. Any questions further than that? We are the servants who don't do loy of the Lord to Kuryu. All right. The third one. The way is bad, but you know me. The way is bad.
Hey, Haros.
Hey, Haros.
Hey, Haros.
S-D.
Just say, yeah, if you just say you want to kake, has to be evil, because it's hey, hodas, feminine. S-D, kake.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Kake, be sure you get that feminine.
Oh, boy.
It's kake. But, Allah,
I think you're consistent.
You know me. It's ginosko, so you know me is what? Either singular or plural, ginoskes. Genoskete, to whatever you sing in the world. Genoskete,
me,
emet, or just me, emet. Emet, right? You know me. Excuse me. The question is on that one.
Repeat that.
Hey. The way. Hey, horos, kake, or st kake. But Allah, you know, genoskete, or genoskete, emet. Right? Four. You are a prophet. Some of you are sent forth words of wisdom. You are a prophet.
I'm always missed.
Okay.
You are a prophet. Four.
Hey, prophetess.
Hey.
That would be hey. It would be ha prophetess. Ha prophetess is masculine article. Ha prophetess.
Plural.
A.
Just A.
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 Me,
you
me,
are.
A,
oh, yeah,
S-D.
Right. You are
a
hawk prophetess.
Right.
Yeah.
A, hawk prophetess.
Right. Oh.
Okay. Yes, you, A, hawk prophetess. That's right, if you want. But for from you, gar, would it be? Gar.
Gar.
Apo.
Apo.
Aposu.
Aposu.
Aposu. From you are sent forth. That's a passive.
Okay. It is a passive.
So sends forth is
apostello.
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 Well, because you apo are sent forth. Now, is it going to be plural in the fact? So are sent forth to be apostelontai. Apostelontai.
Okay. I used ekpalontai.
Ekpalontai. Well, ekpalontai. Ekpalontai. That's right. Ekpalontai. What? The words of wisdom.
Words.
Sent forth.
He says
sent forth. I don't know, but words would be logos.
Is that a word?
No. Word. Ekbalontai. That's ekbalo. To send the cast forth.
Cast forth, really.
Words would be logos of wisdom to Sophian.
Well, wait a minute. Words would be the subject. So it would be
I guess so, logoi. You're right. The words are sent forth. You're right. Logoi to Sophia. Words of wisdom.
Sophia.
Words of wisdom.
Taste Sophia.
Taste.
Be hoi. Logoi. Taste Sophia. Taste Sophia. Mm-hmm. Questions further on that?
The verb?
Well, of the wisdom, see. If you want to put the article. If you don't have the article, it's hard. You can be an
article.
Any other questions on four?
Right there. Could be a general.
All right, five. We have bread for you, singular.
Okay.
We have bread.
We have. Okay.
Echo is the word to have, so it would be echo man. We have bread.
Arton.
Arton for you.
Gar.
Soy. I'll just plain soy.
No, that would be a dative.
A dative. Yeah, lock it in the to you, for you. A dative. That's right. Soy.
That'd be soy.
That's right. Soy. Soy sauce. Any questions on top? All right, six. You are my disciples.
Okay. You is...
ST is Amy, you know. So you are, you singular if you wish, which would be A. But if it's plural, disciples plural must be plural, so it's what?
Oh, yeah.
Est.
Mm-hmm.
Este. All right, este. My disciples and me.
Matheitas.
Matheitai. Must be now, is it? Matheitai.
I always do that every time.
Of me. Disciples of me.
You are.
Yes, be high. Hoi, Matheitai.
You
move. Hoi, Matheitai, move.
What is the pronoun there?
You are. Well, you don't need a pronoun. If you have it, it'd be humes. You are. Humes este. You are. Hoi matetai mu. All right? Any questions further on that? All right, there's 72 points to base on that. Add them up and...
67.
I mean, all right, 72.
Well, yeah, but he made it consistently.
You say 67?
Not
of
red, I'll tell you.
Yeah. It's 93%.
What's the total?
The total is 72.
Oh.
Six out of 72?
Yeah, that'd be how much? Okay.
Positively.
66? All right, that's 91.6, 92%. All right, what else? Any others?
Do the same thing.
Anyone else you got?
Seminar only gives A, B, C, and D.
Pardon me? Hot ox? If you say hot ox?
You can wind up with
Hey, hot ox. Yeah, it is a feminine noun. Looks like masculine. Hey, hot ox. Any other numbers?
71 over 72 is probably 98.
Well, let me see what my memory is. How much you got out?
71 over 72.
Oh, 71. I was putting 91. That's why I couldn't get it. 98.6, 99%.
Mm-hmm.
Any other numbers?
Junior.
Okay, would one of you please close in word of prayer as we leave, as the Lord would lead you? We'll be dismissed.
Father, once again, we thank you for this class and for the great blessing that it's been. And We ask your blessing on us as we try to learn this language and help us to learn it accurately so that we can better divide your word. We also ask that you would help us to use it to witness to other people who may be in need of a Savior. We ask that you would bless us as we go this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good. Keep up the good work.